So we're nearly set, but first, Paul, that familiar ritual from Al Ahly's players as they stand to greet the hardcore fans who have made the journey to support them, to return the loyalty and soak up the energy and the ambition coming down from the stands.
Yes, it's wonderful to see, isn't it? There are a lot of travelling fans from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that have come to support their side. A small pocket of Al Ahly fans up there away to our right-hand side. And as you say, it's very nice that the players do this before the game, the bond between the players and the support, because as players, you do appreciate the support.
Fair to say there's more yellow than green in the stadium this evening.
Maybe for an individual.
90 minutes to determine the destiny of the...
It's incredible.
He's almost nearer the goal than he is his own technical area at the moment. Picks his pass. Here's Galeno. And the deflection just skims away off Ivan Toney's shoulder. And you've got Martinez, a pretty good player as well, at the other end of the field, sending it forward. Mendy was just caught there in gathering the ball by Kingsley Coman. Physically stronger than his opponent there, João Félix, as he dinks it over. And somehow, Edouard Mendy manages to get his glove on the ball and make it stick. It looked as if he was almost diving the wrong way then.
He was reading the...
Kingsley Coman in the middle. Wesley Brown, that's a just why. Ivan Toney who collects. Toney's got support and it just needed a touch from Riyad Mahrez. As everybody looks across for the flag to be raised, but a call from the under 20 Brazilian international, look at him go, finally brought to an end. Brozovic, quality that he has in his boots there. Ibanez, oh, lets it bounce, almost squeezed past Mendy. You've got that near post into Coman. Fancy's having a dig. That had Edouard Mendy stretching, deflection there. Pushed behind for a corner.
Good save from the big Senegalese goalkeeper at first glance. Shot from...
Holds him at arm's length. Now a foul, Bouchal. A smidgen too high for Ronaldo. Sending it through into Albrecan. Toney heads to the far post, beaten away by Bento. Flag goes up. Little flick up. Coman to the back post. Ronaldo goes for the spectacular. Straight at Mendy.
Listen at that noise, you'd think he'd scored. Incredible noise inside the stadium every time the ball got near that man. And understandably so. Absolutely worshipped in this.
Simakan up well. Comfortable
for one to go and win the league, did they?
That's a very nicely flighted pass there from Mohamed Simakan, and now Afal Bouchal almost in. Galeno doing some good defensive work. We've seen more of that from him than Yaya. Mahrez. Albrecan chasing him. Well, a move of some promise there from Yaisler's team.
He did well in the end, Ayman Yaya, to get
all there with 6 wins from the 10 games. I think between the two sides so far this evening. All at his feet. The delivery was not a bad one at all. Kept in. Albrecan hoping to win a corner, but the whistle is blown anyway. And cut with Brozovic. Loose and collected by Mahrez. Could spell trouble for Al-Nassr this. Well, Coman sending it in to Ronaldo. Brozovic tries to tee it up. Plenty of balls on the pitch momentarily as Mio sends it across. Headed back in from Albrecan. Who returns the pass. It's still with Ayman Yaya. They're going to claim a handball there against Madrashi. They've got a penalty.
Looked like a penalty.
It's Ronaldo against Mendy. A century of goals in the yellow. What a time, what a place to do it, and what a roar inside the arena as he and his teammates search for Saudi silverware, the first domestic silverware during his time with the club, it is number seven who gives them the lead against Al Ahly. His 100th goal. Al Ahly trailing by 1-0 here late in the first half. This is why the penalty was given.
Well, was it ever in doubt? The famous...
And still, here's a chance, 1-1, Ivan Toney. Flag goes up on the far side straight away. And Al Nassr's players are unhappy because they felt that their man, Charles Felix, was fouled near the angle of the penalty area before this. And done rather well. Into Kessié, super finish. Beautifully crafted goal. What a week for the Ivorian. Frank Kessié, two goals in the semi-final and an equaliser on the stroke of half-time. Beautifully placed.
And no surprises that it's come from this left-hand side as well. And Galeno was involved initially in the build-up. He does that so well, Frank Kessié. He joins in the attack. He's given licence, he's given freedom when his team's in possession. That's how he got his two goals in midweek, and he's added to that collection tonight. It really is a cultured, excellent finish from Frank Kessié. Gets himself in a position, he doesn't rush, he doesn't snap.
Into Kingsley Coman. Very timely intervention there. Ayman Yahya. They're going to accept it by Wesley. Now Al Nassr on the front foot. You know, and Mohamed Simakan chasing each other around inside the box. Good header away. Simakan with the header away. Kessié. And their team are kicking towards that end of the ground as. Into Ronaldo, beautifully taken as he goes for goal. Brings a save from Mendy. It's well. Mahrez just evading the leap of Roger Ibanez.
The assistant on this near side had his flag up. It's a poor offside from a set play.
Albrecan, Ivan Toney waits in the middle. Block made by Martinez. This is good from Mio Coman. Wesley's there in support in the middle. And also waiting, Roger Ibanez.
Good defending from Ibanez. Let's talk about that touch first from Ronaldo. What a touch that was.
What's the technical term for that? Outrageous.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Edward Mendy in a spot of bother. And was Kingsley Coman as well up there as well on the near side. Good play from Galeno. Heated. In it comes. Mohamed Simakan's header away. The bounce falling at the feet of Ronaldo. Kick. Madrashi. And take it right back to the other end of the field with Wesley. The ball's a decent one, is it? No. Back up from Ivan Toney. Ball played in. Here's a chance. It off. What a lucky let off for Al Nassr, who tried to turn the. Here's Brozovic, here's a chance and a goal! Marcelo Brozovic! An unexpected goal scoring opportunity grabbed by the Croatian. And suddenly Al Nassr, a minute away from early season glory.
It's a wonderful finish. Unlucky they don't clear the lines. It's Frank Kessié who gets caught with the ball. It's a player of experience, great experience, and you don't...
The delivery needs to be a good one. Bento hasn't got it. It's in for the equaliser. Roger Ibanez there from close range. And we are all square once more. Equalising late in the first half. Al Ahly do exactly the same late in the second. Two in the Super Cup.
It's all the
about the delivery from Riyad Mahrez. That wonder the left foot from the corner on the far side, an outswinging corner.
Al Ahly asking questions here. Mahrez! Chance.
Oh, it's a real chance. It's a real chance for
a last chance in play to get on the end of it. Simakan in the Super Cup final. Usual outcome. Quite a sight here. Quite a moment. And Ronaldo. Kessie scores. Chance taken. Note five have found the back of the net so far. Make that six out. And Albrecht. This to level it up. And it's saved by. Try and pounce on it. Galeno goes for glory and seals the deal. Al Ahly, for the second time in their history, win the Saudi Super Cup. It took penalties to get it done, but they won't be worried about that now.